This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll hear from one up-and-coming WHL star and another who has fully established himself not only in the league, but on the international stage as well. Spokane Chiefs 16-year-old forward Kyler Yamamoto will be our guest, top-scoring 16-year-old in the league so far this season. And Oliver Bjorkstrand, the Denny's WHL Player of the Week, fresh off a fantastic World Junior experience with his native country, Denmark. He'll join us later. First up, it's called The Business of Hockey, a new executive MBA course being offered through Athabasca University. The WHL is on board. Commissioner Ron Robison is on the advisory committee and explains the new initiative.
Well, it's a very unique executive MBA program tailored directly to hockey and designed to really allow executives in the game currently working at the professional level or, quite frankly, in other industries to really develop some skill sets in the area, specifically of the business side of the game. And consequently, the Business of Hockey Institute has partnered with Athabasca University to deliver this program.
I know that the Western Hockey League and Athabasca University have a real long-standing partnership. They've worked together over the years.
That's right. Our players in the league who have graduated from high school have the opportunity to take post-secondary courses, fully accredited university courses through Athabasca University on an online basis, which suits, of course, our players very well when they're traveling, and this gives them an opportunity to get some additional university courses fully paid by our clubs in advance of their scholarship program once they graduate from the league.
Now, this is an executive MBA program, but I'm sure there will be players coming out of the league or currently involved in the WHL scholarship program that'll take a good look at this program.
Absolutely. Initially, there's going to be high demand, obviously, from professional leagues, but at our league level, certainly in junior levels, there's a real need for highly qualified executives, and we think this program is going to assist us in recruitment in that area, and we believe that many of our players who graduate eventually, who wish to pursue careers in hockey management, will look at this and be very attracted to the hockey executive MBA program.
Let's get into the nuts and bolts of this program. What are some of the basis of the education as far as what someone would get out of this? I know that hockey management is much different than maybe it was 10 years ago. When you look at the program, what does it entail?
Well, there's two components to it. First of all, the first phase of the program is really traditional executive MBA academic programs such as HR, finance and accounting programs, marketing, strategic management, that type of thing. And in the hockey side, in the second phase of the program, it focuses on really business strategies for hockey organizations, how to manage major assets of this type, and how to generate hockey-related revenues and utilize technology in the area of communication. So very highly specialized, targeted toward hockey in the second phase of the program.
You mentioned high demand, and I believe applications can start coming in next month. Maybe give me the timeline there.
Yes, applications come in February 1st, and the deadline will be March 15th, and then the program will actually be launched in May. So consequently, there's a quick turnaround here, but just given the indications that we've had and the kind of response we've received since the announcement, we expect there'll be real high demand. There will be only 32 positions available this academic year, and consequently, there'll be a very high standard set with the first participants in this program.
Now, you're on the advisory side of this new program, but what other links will the WHL have, or what other links will there be with this program?
Well, not only will the WHL be involved directly, other leagues in the Canadian Hockey League, the American Hockey League, Hockey Canada, other organizations, along with the National Hockey League, will be participating actively, lending their expertise to what type of courses and programs would be available, participating in some of the sessions and so forth with the students, and participating in an advisory capacity all along. We really believe there's a need for the development of management personnel in our game, and consequently, this is an avenue that we hope many will pursue en route to certainly taking positions in not only at the National Hockey League level, but at the Western Hockey League as well.
Well, it sounds like a very exciting program, one that, as you said, there will be high demand for, but only limited spots available. The Business of Hockey, Athabasca University. Commissioner Ron Robison, thanks for shedding some light on things here.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
What a stretch for Portland Winterhawks Danish forward Oliver Bjorkstrand. After a solid World Junior Tournament in Toronto and Montreal, he returned to his junior club and in the process picked up his second Denny's WHL Player of the Week award this season. I asked Oliver about his World Junior experience with Denmark.
I think I'm speaking for every guy on the team. We really enjoyed it a lot. We surprised a lot of people and we probably surprised ourselves a little bit too. We came out for a great game against Russia the first game and just kind of kept it going. And obviously we met Canada in the quarterfinals and they kind of showed who was the top team there. But I don't know, we're proud of ourselves and what we have done in the tournament and it was a really great tournament for us.
You're a big leader on that team, Nick Ehlers as well. But what about the rest of your team here that maybe is not used to that major junior experience, the big buildings? Did you have to kind of lead the way with some of the, you know, the inexperience on that Denmark team?
Yeah, I think we tried to. I'm sure a lot of them were kind of nervous for the tournament to start, but I don't know. I feel like we prepared really good, and just kind of like when we stepped on the ice, we just kind of played. Maybe when we played Canada a little bit, it kind of took over a little bit with all the fans, but the other games, I feel like we did a good job and just kind of stayed low and just worked hard and tried to play our game.
Where is Denmark, you think, right now on the world hockey stage? You know, they always talk about the big countries, Canada, U.S., Sweden, Russia, Finland. Is Denmark almost there?
I wouldn't say right there. We're trying to develop or get our way up there, obviously. But Denmark is a really small hockey country, so for us to stay or do this good every year would probably be hard for us. But it's definitely nice to see that we're getting more players over here and we're getting more players drafted and playing in NHL. So we're definitely developing a lot of good players in Denmark now. But it is hard to match up with the big countries like U.S. and Canada because they have so many extra hockey players playing.
Oliver, there's a thing called the World Junior hangover when players come back to their team and maybe they're not the same player, maybe they're tired or wore out from the tournament. Not in your case, you come right back and light it up. As we speak, 7 points in your last two games. What was it for you to get back in the Hawks lineup?
Well, I don't know, I had a few days off even though after the World Junior, so I just tried to get my rest and then come back. And obviously, our team, we need to win some games here to get higher up in the standings. So I'm just trying to help the team win some games. And maybe the first game back, I felt a little tired. But after that, I felt pretty good. So hopefully, I can continue feeling good and playing good hockey.
Hey, you did it without Nick Batan as well, who missed the last number of games after World Junior. So I guess you can do it without your line mate there. But I'm sure it's nice to have him back.
Yeah. I was lucky to play with some other good guys in the meantime. But Nick is he's a really good player, and I'm sure he's going to help me out.
Okay, well, hey, great job at the World Juniors representing Denmark. Great for the WHL. And congratulations on being the Denny's WHL Player of the Week.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
What a 16-year-old season going for Spokane Chiefs forward and Spokane native Kyler Yamamoto. A fifth-round pick of the Chiefs in 2013, the younger of the two brothers on the team this season, spoke with WHL This Week.
Well, he's a name you'll be hearing a lot of, if not already, in the WHL. It's 16-year-old Kyler Yamamoto from the Spokane Chiefs. Kyler, your rookie season in the WHL. You have a little bit of a leg up because you have a brother that's been through it, but what did you expect, and has it been everything that you've expected so far?
Definitely. I mean, my brother's told me a lot, but, I mean, it's crazy here. I mean, the league's unbelievable, and I'm just happy to be here.
How would you assess your first half of the season? Numbers-wise, it looks pretty good.
I think I've been doing pretty good. I mean, I could be better in some parts of the game, but I mean, I think it's going pretty far.
You're a Spokane native, and that's got to be great. I'm not sure how much of the WHL you were exposed to if you went to Chiefs games when you were younger, but how much of the WHL did you know about before you got involved?
I've known quite a bit. I mean, when I was younger, I used to go to a lot of games. Like, my parents always loved taking me when I was a kid, but I mean, I've known quite a bit, like, growing up, and it's been awesome playing in it.
Now, you're 16, and you have a veteran club in there. So who are some of the older guys, besides older brother Keanu, that you can look up to and really kind of find your way?
Definitely Liam Stewart, Adam Luka, and Calder Brooks. I mean, they've really taught me the ways, and that's what I want to be when I'm a vet.
You had a chance to represent your country at the World Under-17 Challenge up in Canada earlier in the season. What was that like? I know you played a big role for that team. Fell just a bit short, but take me through the tournament.
That was a surreal moment. I mean, just putting on the crest of your own nation, it was surreal for me. I mean, just going there and representing, it was unbelievable.
What's it like in the WHL now, traveling all these miles? And you're used to it. You know, you played minor hockey and you played all the tournaments in LA and Seattle and everywhere. So is it a big step up as far as the travel and what you expected?
Definitely. I mean, it's quite a bit different from when I play like youth hockey. I'd always be flying on planes, but it's definitely a little different riding on the bus like 8 hours and getting off the bus and going to play a game. So, yeah.
What's the best part of your game? What do you kind of fancy yourself as far as the player you are now and the player maybe that you want to be?
I think I'm a hard worker. I like to look for the pass, and if I have a shot, I'll take the shot. But, I mean, I just want to be a good two-way player.
Don Knockbauer is your head coach, a veteran. He's been coaching longer than you've been alive in this league. He's been everywhere, 600 wins as well. What can you pick up from Don? What are some of the things you work with him in your rookie season with?
Just like defensive zone for sure. I mean, he's been teaching me a lot this year, and I just am looking forward to learning more from him.
What are your goals? I know that, you know, you're 16 now. You're already on, you know, the USA Hockey's radar by playing at the World Under 17. So maybe you can continue on that path. But what are your goals? So next year's a big year for you, no doubt, with the draft. But what are you sort of looking ahead for?
I'm just looking forward to just playing with the team and just hopefully going to the Memorial Cup and winning that.
Well, Kyler, a great rookie season going for you so far. It's good to get to know you here, and I'm sure we'll hear a lot of your name and your brother's name over the next few years. Thanks for spending time on WHL this week.
Thank you.
Hey, that's the show. I want to say thanks to our guests, Kyler Yamamoto in Spokane, Oliver Bjorkstrand with Portland, and WHL Commissioner Ron Robinson. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey. A production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.